Time to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And it's all about 4-H today as we welcome Wes Richardson and Sarah Clinton with us from the Davies County 4-H. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. Now, we'll start with you, Wes, 4-H time. And actually, it gets underway tonight. We're inviting the 4-Hers out to the grounds because we need everybody's help to clean them up, right?
Yeah, we do need everyone's help to clean up, get the grounds ready for the fair next week.
Now, if they're coming out, they should bring some items with them too, right?
Broom, rake, anything, really.
And as far as 4-H projects, there's I noticed on the sheet there's a couple of them that need to be turned in tonight too, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be your consumer clothing notebooks, and then creative writing also should be turned in by tonight.
So keep that in mind as you're coming out to help with the cleanup, consumer clothing notebooks and creative writing due in the extension office by 4 today, or you can bring them to the cleanup tonight. Now, Sarah Clinton, you are a 10-year member, so this is your final year?
Yeah, it's a little bittersweet.
Bittersweet, absolutely. 10 years in 4-H, and what are some of the projects that you're working on in your final year?
I'm working on photography and scrapbook, swine, foods, food preservation.
We were talking before we went on the air. If someone's coming out to the 4-H show next week, there's a lot to see. There's some favorites, though, that you can always count on, right?
Yeah, a lot of people really enjoy the beef show. It's interesting. We always have a huge crowd. People just love that kind of show.
And you never know. You talked about the pigs, too. You never know what they're going to do, right?
Oh, they're a little crazy, I can tell you from experience.
They're always entertaining. Well, Wes, run us down a little bit of what's coming up at the 4-H show beginning this week.
Yeah, well, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we have the dog agility show at the 4-H grounds. Thursday at Bar Eve, you can see the fashion review where kids show off their consumer clothing and their sewing projects. Friday, we have Project Check-In 4 to 7 at the 4-H building for your non-perishable items. And then Saturday, the big show start with the horse and pony show in the morning.
Now, you guys were saying you never actually had a chance to see the horse show, but that's probably one that is very entertaining and a good one to check out.
A lot of people seem to like it. So,
This is all happening. Well, you mentioned some of it is at Bar Eve this week, but most will happen at the 4-H grounds at Eastside Park, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, going ahead into next week, it really gets in full swing starting Saturday, but a full slate of stuff going on next week.
Yeah.
On Sunday, we're going to have everyone checking in their livestock, and at 7, the 4-H building is going to open to the public for the first time, so everyone can see their projects. Monday, we have the poultry show in the afternoon and the sheep show starting at 7. And then Tuesday, the swine show is at 6 o'clock in the arena.
That is all, again, at the arena there for the swine show. That one's always entertaining. And then the 4-H show will continue. We're talking about a week from now, next Tuesday. But let's go ahead and do next week, Wednesday, and round out the show, Wes. What else is coming up?
Yeah, Wednesday we've got the 4-H building open the whole day. We got rabbit show in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we've got dairy show. And at night, we've got our personal favorite, the beef show. And then Thursday, exhibit building is open once again all day. And then we've got goats starting at 5:15. Well, 5:15 is the auction photos. Show will start around 6. And then Friday, kids will check out their stuff. And we'll have the dog obedience show at 1 o'clock. Round robin showmanship at 10 a.m. And then at 7, livestock auction starts.
The livestock auction is kind of the big finale, and that's where a lot of money is given back to these guys for all their work in the 4-H.
Yep.
It's a great event. Again, 4-H, in the closing thoughts, if someone's wanting to be a 4-H member, Sarah, what would you say to someone thinking about joining 4-H?
It's truly a life-changing experience. I know I would not be the person I am today without having 4-H in my life and my 4-H family. And it's just a great, great program, and it's got a great future ahead of it. And there's always something to do, whether you're a mini 4-H'er, a regular 4-H'er, or an adult volunteer. There's always something that can be done to help others.
Well, Wes finally ran his career in 4-H out, but now coming back to intern at the extension office. And Wes, you've got many great memories, and you still want to stay actively involved, right?
Yeah, I guess they just couldn't get me away from it. I had to come right back this summer.
That's what it's all about, folks. The Davis County 4-H show gets in full swing tonight. Cleanup for the grounds begins for those 4-H members, and then a few events this week, but gets in full swing as of Saturday and runs all next week. The livestock auction can be heard on Memories 107.9 one week from this Friday night. Get out and support your Davies County 4-H at the 4-H show at the Eastside Park 4-H grounds. Guys, thank you so much. Look forward to a busy couple weeks.
Yep, thank you.
Take 5 for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary.